John chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has put forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus to them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake to them. Jesus therefore said to them again, Verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and go out, and shall find pasture. The thief comes not, but that he may steal, and kill, and destroy. I came, that they might have life, and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling, and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, beholds a wolf coming, and leaves the sheep, and flees. And the wolf snatcheth them, and he scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling, and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine own, and mine own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock, one shepherd. Therefore does the Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment received I from my Father. There arose a division among the Jews because of these words. And many of them said, He has a demon, and is mad. Why hear you him? Others said, These are not the sayings of one possessed with a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? And it was the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews therefore came round about him and said to him, How long do you hold us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, these bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from the Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, For a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, and because that you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law? I said, You are gods. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say you of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, You blaspheme, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, though you believe not in me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. They sought again to take him, and he went forth out of their hand. And he went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John was at the first baptizing. And there he abode. And many came to him, And they said, John indeed did no sign, but all things whatsoever John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus, of Bethany, of the village of Mary, and her sister Martha, and it was that Mary, who anointed the Lord with ointment, and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha, and her sister, and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he abode at that time 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he says to the disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples say to him, Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone you. And go you there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he spake. And after this he says to them, Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. The disciples therefore said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he spake of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Thomas, therefore, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us go also, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary still sat in the house. Martha therefore said unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. And even now I know that whatsoever you shall ask of God, God will give you. Jesus says to her, Your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes on me shall never die. Believe you this? She says to him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he that comes into the world. And when she had said this, she went away. He called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The teacher is here, and calls you. And she, when she heard it, arose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, who were with her in the house and were consoling her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up quickly and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary, therefore, when she came where Jesus was and saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus, therefore, saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, who came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They say to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of him that was blind have caused that this man also should not die? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself comes to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus says, Take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, says to him, Lord, by this time the body decays, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Said I not to you, that if you believed, you should see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you, that you heard me. And I knew that you heard me always. But because of the multitude that stands around, I said it, that they may believe that you did send me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus says to them, Loose him, and let him go. Many therefore of the Jews who came to Mary and beheld that which he did believed on him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees, and told them the things which Jesus had done. The chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What do we? For this man does many signs. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing at all, nor do you take account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. Now this he said, not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together in one the children of God that are scattered abroad. So from that day forth they took counsel that they might put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but departed thence into the country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there he tarried with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country, before the Passover, to purify themselves. They sought therefore for Jesus, and spake one with another, as they stood in the temple, What think you, that he will not come to the feast? Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should show it, that they might take him. Chapter 12. Jesus therefore 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at meat with him. Mary therefore took a pound of ointment of pure nard, very precious, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples that should betray him, says, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 shillings, and given to the poor? Now, this he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having a bag took away what was put in it. Jesus therefore said, Suffer her to keep it against the day of my burying. For the poor you have always with you, but me you have not always. The common people therefore of the Jews learned that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests took counsel that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the morrow, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took the branches of the palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus having found a young ass sat on it. As it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king comes sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The multitude therefore that was with him, when he called Lazarus out of the tomb, and raised him from the dead, bear witness. For this cause also the multitude went and met him, for that they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Behold, how you prevail nothing, lo, the world is gone after him. Now there were certain Greeks among those that went up to worship at the feast. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida, of Galilee, and asked him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip comes and tells Andrew. Andrew comes and Philip, and they tell Jesus. And Jesus answered him, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a grain of wheat fall into the earth and die, it abides by itself alone. But if it die, it bears much fruit. He that loves his life loses it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will the Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify your name. There came therefore a voice out of heaven, saying, I have both glorified it, and will glorify it again. The multitude therefore that stood by and heard it, said that it had thundered. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice has not come for my sake, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself. But this he said, signifying by what manner of death he should die. The multitude therefore answered him, We have heard out of the law that the Christ abides forever. And how say you, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Jesus therefore said unto them, Yet a little while is a light among you. Walk, while you have the light, the darkness overtake you not. And he that walks in the darkness knows not where he goes. While you have the light, believe on the light, that ye may become sons of light. These things spake Jesus, and he departed and hid himself from them. But though he had done so many signs before them, yet they believed not on him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For this cause they could not believe. For that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes, and perceive with their heart, and should turn, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah, because he saw his glory, and he spake of him. Nevertheless, even of the rulers many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess it, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that is of men more than the glory that is of God. And Jesus cried and said, He that believes on me, believes not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that beholds me, beholds him that sent me. I am come, a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me may not abide in the darkness. And if any man hear my sayings and keep them not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me and receives not my sayings, has one that judges him, the word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I spake not from myself, but the Father that sent me has given me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life eternal. The things therefore which I speak, even as the Father has said to me, so I speak.